Hi, I'm Hera, the mom.
And I'm Estella, the kid.
And this is Seeking Different.
There are times when everyone feels different or left out.
As a non-traditional mom and kid family,
we're setting out to explore all the ways that families can be different.
This is
Seeking Different.
Hi, everyone.
Welcome to Seeking Different.
Today, we are welcoming mom Denise and her son Sawyer to the show.
And this is also a very special family because Sawyer is one of my donor siblings.
Before we get into the questions, why don't you both introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Hi, I'm Denise. I'm Sawyer's mom.
Hi, I'm Sawyer.
How old are you, Sawyer?
I'm 9 years old and almost 10.
Yeah, you'll be 10. Nice. Yeah, he'll be 10 in March. Double digit.
Oh my gosh. Are you doing anything exciting now that you're almost a decade old? I feel like that's a, you know, it's like the kid golden years.
This is the first birthday we've switched it up from a big birthday party to an escape room event with some of his buddies.
That's exciting.
Our first questions are for Sawyer. How would you describe your family?
It's unique.
Okay. What is unique about your family?
I have two moms.
Awesome. So this is a question I always have for two mom families. What do you call each mom?
Well, I call the one I'm with right now Mommy and the other one Mama.
Awesome.
I sometimes call her Mommy and I sometimes call her Mama, but like I usually call her Mama, but when I'm mad, I'm like.
Yeah, she has like an angry version and then a not angry version, which makes sense because I only really call you Estella when I'm like, not angry, but I'm like, I need to clean something, right?
Oh, yeah. We do first name and middle name when there's a problem happening. He knows I mean business when he hears that.
Yeah, but like sometimes she just calls me Stella or she sometimes calls me Bella.
I do. Okay. So I have a question for Sawyer, unless you want to ask the next one.
When did you find out you had a donor?
When I was like 8 in the second grade. So like, yeah, 8. Like when I just turned 8.
So Stella also just learned about the...
They put the two thingies into the petri dish and then they put it into the mom.
So last week we talked to an embryologist and she told us how embryos are made. And so Stella had this thing about embryos singing. Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking that embryos would like sing in the petri dish and like dance around because they look like they're going to dance around maybe.
They were happy. They were having a party.
Yeah.
They were happy little embryos.
We didn't do IVF. I didn't do it that way. I didn't have fertility issues. So I just used IUI. So there was no petri dish involved.
We talked about that too, because Stella was technically an IUI baby and her sister was IVF. So we were talking about sort of the difference in whether or not, I don't know. I mean, I guess they could dance around once they become an embryo inside of you too.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It's an adventure either way.
Yes.
And how did you feel about it? Like, were you like happy? Were you like, wait, what? What is that?
I don't know. I had like no reaction.
Did you think it was weird? Like,
no.
No?
No.
You just took it in stride?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do any of your friends at school have donors instead of dads?
No, but like a lot of them only have a dad.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, their moms have passed. So two of them in his class.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, like no one in my school has like anything unique about their family. Like I'm the only one.
Really?
That has one mom.
She is, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a bubble. I keep trying to tell her. She goes to a Catholic school right now. And so I'm like, it's the Catholic bubble. And everyone's married, mom, dad, you know, like 2.5 kids. I guess the dog is the 0.5.
Yeah, like at school, has anybody like ever asked you like whether you have like a dad or like Where is your dad?
Yeah, I just didn't know of a dad. And like where my dad is, no one really asked that.
We live in a very open community. It's a small town near Tampa, Florida. And it's, you know, there was another couple of moms who had a son when Sawyer first started school. There's just a variety. There's a lot of single parents. It's just the norm. So I grew up without a mom. I only had a dad because my mom had passed when I was two. So I think just not having one or the other should not be made into a big deal.
So I have a question for mom in that vein. Like, what was it like growing up without a mom, and specifically as it related to like navigating things at school?
I never realized I was different until my third grade teacher pointed it out for Mother's Day when she was handing out flowers to each student. And she said to me, "You don't have a mom. Do you still want a flower?"
Oh,
but the kids never asked. It was never a big deal. And that was in the 70s. So it was not, I grew up just not knowing any different. So I feel like when you're in your world, you don't know any different
and
until
like,
it's brought to your attention.
Still take the flower?
I don't even remember at this point. It just that's imprinted on my brain that when that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, and like, how do you respond? So like when they're like, "Where is your dad?" Like, how don't you have one? Like, how do you respond to that?
Yeah, they usually don't say like, "Where is he?" Or like, if they do say what happened to him, I wouldn't say, like, they'll probably think he died, but I just say that I don't have a dad.
Have you ever had, well, so it sounds like you have a little bit more of a progressive community, which is awesome. Does the school have things like Mother's Day and Father's Day events? And how do you sort of handle that?
They don't.
Oh, no, they do give gifts for Mother's
Day. Yeah, they do, like, for Mother's Day. Except, like, let's say, for Mother's Day, it's usually not just for your mom. Like, if you don't have a mom, it's for you. You can just make a gift for your dad. Yeah.
Oh, so you get an extra gift. Now that's awesome if they let you make two.
Oh, no, they acknowledge both of his parents.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. So I remember Stella had, so usually Father's Day like falls outside of the school year. So mm-hmm. we typically don't really have to deal with it as much.
Yeah. No.
But I remember there was one day that she had a Father's Day gift and I was fully expecting to receive the Father's Day gift. I was like, "Oh, sweet. I get an extra gift." She came home and she gave it to Grandma. And I was like, "Wait, what?" And she was like, "Well, you got one already for Mother's Day." And so I was like in my feelings a little bit, but I was happy that she knew that she could choose whoever she wanted to.
Yeah. And like now for Father's Day, me and my sister, we usually celebrate my grandpa because my grandpa is mommy's dad. So like, he's kind of like our dad, except like he's mom.
That is awesome.
One of those people that really likes gifts. So
yeah,
I think Grandpa will always accept the gifts.
I love it.
What is the coolest thing about your family?
I don't really know. Yeah, I do different things with each of my parents, but like, I think that it's pretty much like, there's nothing really different besides instead of having a dad, I have two moms.
And he has two moms in two different homes. Each mom has a different home. So he is no longer in a complete family unit. So
I have a question. Does that mean you get two bedrooms?
Mm-hmm.
Two of everything, right?
That's kind of cool. So how do you decide how to make up your bedroom in each house? Is it similar or do you have like a style in one place?
Usually just completely random or different.
You keep it unique. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's it like going from one house one week and one house the other week?
Well, at first, I never really cared much.
Well, it was hard at first.
Yeah,
I mean, you were just, I think you were seven, and it was a hard adjustment,
mm-hmm.
I remember, for all of us. But now, don't you enjoy your time with each mom?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I have some questions for mom.
Okay.
How did you go about choosing the donor?
I wanted to follow along with my then spouse's heritage. So I was looking for someone whose parents or was from half African-American, half Western European, and the donor fit that bill very closely. The maternal side of the donor is from Sweden, and my spouse's mom was from Germany.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the donor's parental paternal was African-American, just like that. So that's what I first looked into. And then the rest of it, just his health, making sure everything was healthy, his education, his personality showed through for the essay they had to write. So it just felt right.
I remember paying attention to the essay too, because people ask, and I'm just like, I am a little bit of a grammar snob. And so I really paid attention to the essays because I was like, let me make sure. I mean, I know that like it's a lot of it is education and not necessarily intelligence, but I loved that he was a good writer.
Yes.
And now I have a kid who loves to write, and I'm like, see, you know, I chose well.
Yeah, it felt right. I feel like any time in life that something just your instinct pulls you towards it, it's the right choice instead of forcing your choice.
Yeah, writing is one of my writing and reading and Spanish is one of my favorite subjects.
I love that. We've always been big into reading, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is your favorite book, Sawyer?
My favorite book is it's a series called Warriors, except like Warrior Cats, basically.
Warrior Cats? I never knew that.
Yeah, it just like on the title it's Warriors, but the official name is Warrior Cats.
Yeah. I have two favorite books. One is Thornwood. It's not a series. It's just one book. And it's like all about like Sleeping Beauty. The movie is a big lie.
The book says that the movie is a big lie, which is why she likes it.
Yeah, I love the book. It's much better than the movie. I don't like the movie at all. I've never really liked the movie. I just like to watch it because I like to think about all the lies.
Oh, so it's the Disney version of Sleeping
Beauty. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so Sleeping Beauty, the Disney version, she didn't really like because she thinks the story's a little weird, right? Like, it is kind of weird. It's like she sees this random guy in the forest and then all of a sudden she's like, I love you, we're going to get married, right? Yeah. Which is super strange.
Yeah, and I love Maleficent. Maleficent is like the most amazing villain.
I literally saw that again like a week ago and I was really enjoying that. He's never seen Sleeping Beauty. We just never did the Disney Sleeping Beauty. You never saw Sleeping
Beauty. We saw that.
Sleeping Beauty.
He's like,
to watch it because I like to think about like every single lie they're saying.
So we also are the type of family where we will watch a Disney movie and like pick apart all of the logical errors. Like, wait, come on, this can't be real. Which is my way of like letting them do Disney, but also kind of keeping that balance of like, you know, this is not really real life.
I have to admit that my face always shows my feelings, and something was on. What was the movie that we were watching?
Encanto.
Yeah, Encanto.
Like some of the books were really cringe and stuff.
I cringed and he caught it on my face. He says, why are you doing that? I said, I do not mean to. I just, sometimes it's over.
That's one though. That's one of my favorites.
Encanto is like the best Disney movie.
I mean, there were definitely some problematic things with some of the things, but I think like overall it was better than Sleeping Beauty.
It is so much better than Sleeping Beauty. And my second favorite book is Upside Down Magic.
Oh, cool.
It's like about a girl named Nori, and she was put into the UDM, which stands for Upside Down Magic. And the UDM is full of like a bunch of other kids with like magic that doesn't really work. So like something is wrong with them. So like there's fuzzies, flare, like fluxers and flyers. And like each kid is one of them. And they're like a really, really different than all the other kids. So like if you were a flare, then you were supposed to make fire, but instead like
you make like smoke or something.
Yeah. But like, so like in the movie, Elliot made smoke, but like in the book, he fired it and then he just iced the fire.
So is this a book series or is it just one book?
It's a series.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember how much books there are. There's five.
So the movie is based on the books, I think.
Yeah.
Wings of Fire too. That's a bunch of, yeah. It's a series. You read that.
Yeah, Wings of Fire.
Yeah.
The movie's different because, so they stay at Sage Academy. They lived at Sage Academy, but in the book, they went home and Nori, she lived with her aunt now because she had to go to Dunwiddle. We'll be right back after a quick break.
Did you know that family travel has the incredible power to shape our children's worldview and create lasting memories? In a world where representation is often lacking, it's essential for our children to see themselves reflected in every aspect of life, including the stories we tell about travel. Introducing the Travel of Legacy podcast, where we're rewriting the script by celebrating the diverse voices of Black and Brown family travelers. Each episode of Travel of Legacy is a testament to the enriching power and the joy of exploration in Black and Brown communities. So journey with us and subscribe now.
Jorge.
Your friends read the book along with you, or do you?
No, I just read the book out.
Oh, nice.
Stella's she's a big reader. Okay, so this question is for Mom. What is the coolest thing you think, or coolest or most interesting thing about your family? Your perspective.
Well, this boy has my whole entire heart. So every single moment is cool and amazing. I've always said whatever stage of his life he has been in has been that best stage. Aww. And just learning with him and trying new things with him. We get to do adventures I would not do by myself. We did an indoor skydiving adventure.
Wow.
Only would do it with him. I would never do it with anybody else. So he kind of gets
terrifying.
Me. It was scary, yeah. But we both did it.
Oh, once we went on a Tarzan swing in Costa Rica. So we were going zip lining. The Tarzan swing was nothing like zip lining, except you had like that,
terrifying.
That like lever. So,
but neither of us knew what we were going to get into. I made her go first.
Let me tell her about it. She made me go first.
Oh.
And it was the worst. I was like, what's going on? I don't know what this is. I'm scared. And they were like,
you did it. That you did it.
No. And then they pushed me off. Like I was half screaming, half staying silent. And I was like,
had fun.
It was like one of those silent screams. If you've ever seen, like she opened her mouth, but nothing came out. And it was kind of hilarious until I had to go. And then she sat down on the ground and was just laughing at me the whole time because she knew it was terrifying.
I was laughing so much that I like literally fell on my back because you were like, mine was like,
yeah.
And then like,
that sounds like a lot of fun.
I was screaming and like, there was like a video and you were like, is she okay? I don't think she's okay.
So Sawyer, have you ever traveled anywhere fun?
Yeah, many times.
One
of the places that was probably funnest since it was recent was Las Vegas.
Ooh, what did you do in Las Vegas?
The main reason we went there was because my aunt and uncle were getting married. And another reason is because, that's the main reason, but like we also went indoor skydiving. We went to like a couple of shows.
Yeah, we saw Blue Man Group and Cirque du Soleil. And yeah, that was fun. Mm-hmm. It was insane there.
Vegas is very insane. So we haven't gone to Vegas yet.
Sawyer and I went to an oxygen bar together. We each had our little oxygen. So he will, anything we do, it's just fun, isn't it?
What's an oxygen bar?
That is like new level bougie. I love it.
Yeah, you just sit there. It was in the middle of a mall and they hook you up with 99% oxygen to freshen up from jet lag or just to give yourself more energy. And you sit with a little oxygen in your nose for like a half hour and watch the people go by shopping.
Stella hates jet lag, so that sounds like it would be an awesome thing to do.
Yeah, in Greece, I had super bad jet lag. Like we went on like two airplanes. It was bad. And like when I got there, so like we went through like, so like first it was the middle of the day, then it was night, and then like it was like evening.
Ouch.
And then when we got through there, we got to Greece, it was the evening. And like, I was like,
yeah,
Stella couldn't rally. She was having a really hard time. So oxygen bar would have been fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
So we like, our family is really big into traveling. So I wonder from your perspective, what would be one travel tip that you would give other families who are trying to travel with kids? Like, what do you think is the most important thing to remember?
I just try not to overpack because I feel like then you have more stuff to worry about and you really don't need a ton of stuff when you're traveling.
Oh, that's such a great tip.
Yeah.
My great tip would be entertainment, because like if you forget your iPad, then if I forgot my iPad and like my phone and like all my electronics, then I'd be like,
clearly this shows what kind of mom I am, because she's all like,
I would be like that too.
Oh yeah. He would go insane without it. Yes.
Especially on that long flight. Like, I mean, Florida to Vegas is pretty long. It's got to be like at least 5 hours or so, right?
I don't know what it is, but as soon as I get on a plane, I just want to go to sleep. So I usually try and sleep and he usually tries to keep me awake. So it's like, it's a battle.
You do not want to be on an airplane for 9 hours. This is the most worst thing.
I have.
Oh, Stella rally. And then like after maybe like 3 hours, she was like, I'm done with it. I'm tired of this flight. I gotta get off.
I would say though, like Stella is actually like a pretty good traveler in that she can sleep anywhere. Whereas like my other daughter, she just can't sleep unless she's laying horizontal. And so she will be up the whole flight. She doesn't cry anymore. She's luckily out of that stage, but she's the kid who will just binge watch television for 9 hours. And then when we get there, she will like be
pass out.
Everyone will pass out. Yeah. So the struggle is real. All
yes.
right. So we've been asking our guests, if you could describe yourselves like your favorite drinks, how would you describe yourself?
I don't drink alcohol and I mostly drink water. So the only thing I do once a day, which is my most wonderful part of my day, is coffee. I feel like I am warm. I'm welcoming. I'm uplifting.
Oh, I love
with
that.
A little bit of sweetness.
Oh, that's great. Okay. How about you, Sawyer? What's your favorite drink?
Boba.
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't heard that one yet.
Boba tea.
How are you like boba?
Yeah, boba tea.
How are you like boba?
I don't know. It's my favorite drink.
And how are you like it?
Okay, so I'm a little sweet to me and a little chewiness, as in like sourness.
And then maybe a little surprising when you like get a boba you weren't expecting.
Yeah, like big like ball, like that always happens to me. Like in my straw, a big ball comes up and I was like,
Sawyer's goal is to try every flavor on the menu where we go. So he is tackling that like a champion.
What percentage would you say you are through the menu?
99%.
90 like 5 or 7%. Because like there's only like two more left they haven't tried.
Which one are you avoiding and you're going to wait till the very last?
Avocado.
Yes.
Oh, but that could actually be surprising. Because I feel because like avocado is saying that it might be good or it might be completely terrible.
At the Bliss I go to, you can make it into a milkshake or a slushy.
Yes.
So like I'm probably going to make it into a milkshake when I get it.
Yeah. Like you're going to get it, right? Because you've got to complete that list. Yes.
So after you've tried everything on the menu, you should tell them to make one called the Sawyer. And that way you like, because look, you've tried every flavor, right? So you may as well, they may as well name a drink after you. And you could basically tell them what you think the best combination would be. And then it could be the Sawyer.
I like that. And I'm sure she would, because she knows him. She knows him because we go in there all the time. Way too much.
Thank you both so much for joining us today for this episode of Seeking Different. It was so great to learn about your family.
Thank you for having us. We enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Seeking Different.
If you like what you heard, share us with your family and friends.
Tell us what you'd like to hear on future episodes and share your stories about belonging and family.
You can connect with us on Instagram @SeekingDifferent.
See you next time.